Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The revelation is not merely the name Goshen. The revelation that I'm expounding on is the government of God over Goshen, over your spiritual Goshen. The government of God. He's gonna be over the land of Goshen in this time. Not over the land of Egypt. Judgment's coming to Egypt. The Egyptian systems. Judgment is coming. The shaking. But his government will be over the land of Goshen. Now, let's look here. Goshen actually began with Joseph, right? It's important. Before Israel ever needed Goshen as a place of preservation, Joseph had already been positioned in Egypt. Before they ever needed. This is how God works. Before you ever need anything, God has already positioned something. He's the God that does, that establishes the end from the beginning. Genesis 45:5 says, "For God did send me before you to preserve life." This is Joseph's testimony to his brothers. God did send me before you to preserve life. So there we have it. So Goshen was being prepared. God sent Joseph far ahead of his brothers and his father to put him in a position to be able to preserve life. I earnestly believe, you know, the more I think about it, you know, even the book, The Rise of the Remnant, Release the Forerunners, that God is releasing forerunners, Josephs, in different domains to prepare Goshens. I believe that our church, this body, is part of the forerunner. Amen. I don't say that arrogantly, but if you look further, you'll hear this message other places, but you won't hear it a lot. So there are forerunners. There are Josephs that have to go first. And sometimes it's a challenge because, like when Moses went to deliver Israel, they said, "Get out our face. You're going to make things more harder on us." And they sought Pharaoh. They went and apologized to Pharaoh for Moses. Excuse me. Rather than receive him, they were apologizing to Pharaoh for him. Don't listen to him. We'll stay here in the night. He said, "No." So you see, it's a challenge to some degree. But let me say it to you that are the forerunners in your domain. Keep speaking it. Keep innovating. Keep the heavenly language in your mouth. Keep calling those things that are not as though they were. Keep on. This is how heaven works. This is how heaven manifests itself. This is how we must consistently discipline our tongue. Keep saying it in the face of naysayers, in the face of those that don't believe, in the face of those who criticize or try to pull you down or, you know, mock what you're saying. Keep saying it because you're a forerunner. God shows you things that he hadn't shown everybody. He's given you an instruction that's going to, like Joseph, preserve a lot of life. If you'll follow through on it, all that are in your house, all that are connected to your assignment. Are you hearing me? So it's imperative that we understand this. This is not just some personal thing. It's going to preserve life. this next era is for real. It's no church as usual. You're going to see the shifts. We see the shifts, the tectonic shifts in the world already. Europe, Africa. Listen, Africa is uniting. Africa is rising. Oh, yes, they are. Africa is rising, and they can't stop it. They used to send the CIA, the FBI in there and kill and assassinate that. No, they're too united now. There's something that started that cannot be stopped. I don't believe it can be stopped. And God is behind it. And with the empires that have established all this colonialism and all this wickedness that has been whitewashed and hidden, God's judging the systems. Follow what's going on in Europe. They're preparing for war among themselves. Macron, the president of France, said, told the hospitals to prepare themselves for patients and that because they probably were going to war with Russia next year. Things like that. But what is happening? God is taking judgment from them. The cohesion is gone. It's time to reap consequences. But God's got a people. Are you, that he's going to preserve in the midst of it. Egypt kept them slaves. They were in Egypt 430 years. But when the time came, God raised up the Moses. God raised up the Joseph. Right? And when the time came, in God's perfect timing, deliverance came. At the same time, judgment came. So I want your heart and your mind to be prepared for this so when you see things, you can rejoice. Not for the destruction or things that are happening, but rejoice knowing that this crisis has to do with your deliverance. Goshen is not our home. Goshen was where when the final plague, the death of the firstborn, Goshen was the place where they would have put the blood on the doorposts. They would have dressed themselves and be ready to move out in the morning. And after the death angel went through, that's exactly what happened. And they took all the spoil from Egypt and they left headed for their promised land. I earnestly believe that when these things happen, this is when God's going to turn the system upside down and shake all the money out of his pockets. There's a transference of wealth coming. Yes, it is. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Anybody with me tonight? I said the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Joseph says, God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. God prepared the place of preservation before the crisis fully began. Right? Before the crisis manifested. Are you feeling me here? This is very prophetic, what I'm saying to you. As far as the timing of God, because the crisis has not fully manifested. It's not manifested. We hear the rumblings. We hear the noise. We hear the news. They don't have answers now. Like I said, President Trump is not the reason. He's just been put there by God to commandeer this thing. Who better? I've got nothing against it, but the world, people outside of this nation see. They know what's happening. They know it's the demise of an empire. When God allows that, you know where it's going. At the same time, it's the deliverance of his people. That's the great thing that's involved here. God has prepared a place of preservation. Tell someone God is going to preserve you and your house. You know when Jacob and them got into famine, do you know the famine didn't surprise God? God wasn't surprised. Oh, a famine. No, he allowed the famine. He sent the famine so that they would have to go into Egypt where Joseph had been sent years before. Because that was where he was going to preserve them while he destroyed that system. It's the most powerful nation in the world. Do you understand? It operated differently.
This is more than another church anniversary. This is a divine appointment.
God is your source. You got to get this in your mind, and it will begin to manifest itself in the physical realm.
This is a prophetic gathering for everyone hungry to experience God's power and walk in covenant authority.
God will give strategies. Oh, yes.
Join Resurrection Life Family Worship Center for our 34th church anniversary celebration, July 22nd through the 26th. Ministering throughout the week, Apostle Joseph Prude.
Whose destiny are you adding to? Purpose, if it goes beyond you, is real.
Apostle Aramis Hines.
God will fight on your behalf. He wants to know if you really believe him and his word, because nothing is impossible for God.
Apostle Tony Hamilton.
You say, Lord, I can't see it yet, but I can't feel it yet. But because you're alive, it is already done in Jesus' name. Come on.
And our very own
Jesus' name.
Trevor Banks Sr.
The best is still yet to come. Think about it a moment. Where you came from. How you were counted out. How you were down and out. But God. Why? Covenant.
There will be morning sessions, night sessions, fresh revelation, powerful worship, life-changing encounters. Meet us at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. 34 years of ministry, one unforgettable week. Come experience covenant authority.
God don't deal with time. He deals with covenant. Ain't nothing stronger than covenant.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.